In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Christian writer Anne Lamott has said that she has three favorite prayers: help, thanks, and wow. She actually wrote a book by that title, Help, Thanks, Wow. Well, today's gospel passage, the transfiguration of Christ, is a wow. Now, the challenge with wow is that it's hard to know where to take it, isn't it? A help prayer can be expanded on in great detail, such as, God, help me to get this job because I've been looking for a long time, and this one is perfect for me, and I know I'll do well at it, and if I don't get it, who knows when another one will come along. And my unemployment checks end in 2 weeks, and I don't know how I'm going to make rent next month. Help prayers, very rightly, can be long prayers. I've prayed long help prayers. You've prayed them. We've all prayed them. Now, thanks prayers can also be long, but maybe not as long as they should be. Giving thanks to God for the ways God has blessed us is fitting and good for our souls. And if we spend more time with them, we may be surprised just how many things we have to be thankful for. A thanks prayer can go something like, God, thank you for this second chance at my relationship, because I know now what I did wrong, and I'm committed to making it work, and I see how much she means to me now, and I'll never take her for granted again, and so on. Thank you prayers can very appropriately be long too. But a wow prayer? Well, wow prayers seem to be their own experience rather than something that leads to a specific thought or action. And just as there are wow prayers, there are wow passages in the Bible. In today's gospel passage, what's known in the church as the transfiguration of Christ may be the ultimate wow Bible passage. Now you might say, well, what about the incarnation, Christ's birth, or the resurrection itself? Those are wow passages too, no doubt about it. But they are also passages that give very clear messages to us about who we are and who God is. The birth of Jesus tells us that God is with us in this world because God took on our very own humanity. The resurrection of Christ tells us that even death itself is powerless in the face of Christ, and that he lives still at God's right hand. He is, as St. Paul says, the first fruits of the resurrection of us all, of new life in God. The transfiguration is more just wow. The prefix trans means beyond, as in transfiguration, in a sense, beyond figuring out. It's hard to know what to make of this event in the gospel. Where is the moral of the story? How is God leading us in our lives today through this account of Jesus walking up a mountain, meeting with Moses and Elijah, and turning a glowing white? Christian novelist Mary Gordon says we can read God's words about Jesus in Mark's gospel during the transfiguration as, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I take delight." In fact, in the entire gospel of Mark, God the Father speaks only twice. Once at Jesus' baptism, when he says to Jesus, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." And the second time at the Transfiguration, when God says, this is my Son, the Beloved, listen to him. Each time, God says that Jesus is his Beloved, or that he takes delight in Jesus. Transfiguration doesn't teach us how to be more ethical, or caring, or even faithful, or anything like that. Nor does God say, "This is my Son, the all-powerful, or the impressive, or the courageous," though Christ was all those things. God says in Luke, "This is my Son, the chosen," or in Mark, "This is my Son, the beloved." Transfiguration tells us that God the Father delights in his Son. Those of you who are parents know that feeling of delight. Anyone who has been in love knows what it is to take delight. Even those who have met up with a dear friend after many years and somehow picked up right where you left off, you too know what it means to take delight. This is the moral of today's passage, if we can call it that. Take delight. God the Father takes delight in his Son. We too should take delight in Jesus. Because it can be challenging to take delight in someone we don't see with our own eyes, we can approach delight in Christ by delighting in our brothers and sisters in Christ, our friends and relatives and companions and even strangers that God has blessed us with in this life. Taking delight in this way is a wow prayer that can lead very easily to a thank you prayer. Those prayers do our souls endless good. Amen.